"What is it you seek?" the witch asked, smiling at her guest like the question had a right answer, which only she knew. "I want you to tell me who murders on full moons and burns the bodies outside cathedrals," said the man sitting before her. He did not look down at her hands, although they never stopped shuffling a deck of large, illustrated cards. This was the kind of fortune-telling he hadn't put stock in a single day in his life. The world had rules, hard and fast. If some were more mysterious than others, that didn't mean everything was suddenly true. "I want you to tell me about the rings of fire." "That's asking a lot," she said, dark brown eyes gleaming up at him, reflecting the low candlelight. "Even for a holy inspector." He didn't trust the shadows any more than he trusted her. The small room was little more than a closet, curtains drawn over the windows despite the near midnight hour. The only illumination came from a few flickering candles in corners, and one on the small table between them. The witch's long-fingered hands flashed as she manipulated the cards, though her eyes never left his serious face for a moment. "If the question is beyond your expertise, I'll be on my way." He spoke quietly, thoughts on streets outside, dark but far from silent, and the full moon overhead. "You just have to come back in a month," she said, with a click of her tongue. "Because everything else you've tried has failed, correct? You've followed the rules, gone through all the procedures, applied every bit of logic you can to the puzzle, but it's still puzzling, isn't it? And whoever sent you, you know who sent me." The faintest shade of a smile pulled at the corner of his thin lips, but it wasn't one of amusement. "Even a charlatan card reader could tell me that." "Good thing I can tell you a lot more." "What can you tell me without the cards, Letizia Varazza?" he asked, refusing to follow the hypnotic motions of her hands. "About Venice and the people in it. There must be a reason I was sent to you in particular. Aside from..." "You don't like my methods?" She shot him a much too amused glance. "I suppose that's not much of a surprise. I've never really been popular with holiness, or their inspectors." "I'm not one with the church," he said, leaning forward a fraction and inclining his head. Perhaps the candles would cast ominous shadows across his face, same as hers. Perhaps then she'd stop smiling. "And I don't share their superstitions." She let out a low whistle. "I guess not, if you're calling them superstitions." He ignored that. "I carry out their directives, regardless of my own beliefs. Tonight, they directed me to put a stop to the blasphemous slayings plaguing this city. They directed me to you." "Oh, I see," she said, continuing to shuffle in a flourishing way that had to be more elaborate than strictly necessary. And louder. "It's asking for help that you don't like, isn't it, Investigatore Giovanni?" "I don't like trusting my investigation to the whims of a silly girl who plays with cards." His words were measured, each one carefully chosen, and he watched carefully to see how they landed. "But you're still gonna pay her." The witch laughed and set her deck down, smoothing them into a perfect stack. Lights danced in the waves of her long brown hair and the flash of her teeth. "And the fact that you're here when you'd so clearly rather be anywhere else speaks volumes. It tells me exactly how bad a mess you're in. And you know it." Giovanni said nothing. Her smile grew wider, brighter. "So, first we have our significator," Letizia said, drawing the first card and preparing to place it on the table between them. "It can represent you or the situation." "I know what it means," he said flatly. "So, here's you." The witch laid the card down unhurriedly, giving him a deliberate blink. "Justice. Reversed." "It's pretty well, Holy Inspector, but why would you be reversed? Are you running into trouble?" He didn't comment, and she smirked down at the card. Silently, he waited for her to continue. "We'll see soon enough. Across you is the tower,